When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Jon Stewart is back at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition wherever you get your podcasts.
It's The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert.
Ladies and gentlemen, my next guest is an actress, writer, and comedian you know from Strangers with Candy, BoJack Horseman, and Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt, and that I know for 31 years. Please welcome back to The Late Show, Amy Sedaris. Now, you've been on this show.
This is my second time.
Second time on the show, because I know we had you on the old show a couple of times. It all blends together for me after a while.
It all blends together. This is great. I never got a tour of the theater, though. Maybe one day.
Sure.
Do you have time for me? Because
I have other
guests.
Absolutely. I'll stay afterwards. Yeah,
okay.
Sure.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
Because some of us have a husband to get home. Some of us have children to get home. I have plenty of time. Hey, Stephen. You know, people always ask me, you know, what's Stephen like? You know, what's your thing? And I always tell the story that you can kill a water bug with your bare hands. Remember you'd come to my apartment?
Yeah.
And you would kill the water bugs. I don't have them anymore. On my wall with your hands.
A big roach. Yeah.
You call them something else in Charleston.
Palmetto bugs.
Yes. And then someone told me recently that they have eggs on their back. And so when you do it with your hands, eggs go everywhere. And then they can... you know, hatch or whatever.
I thought you were going to say the eggs get in your skin or something
that too.
Like that.
They're all over.
And they hatch in your brain.
But can you, I'm just amazed. They just terrify me, and I can't believe you do that with your bare hands.
Well, when I was a kid, there were so many palmetto bugs, even like in a lovely house that I grew up in, that you'd go to the kitchen cabinets before you open them, you'd go like this. You bang on the outside like you were walking on a teenager making out. You're like, I'm coming down the stairs so the bugs can get away. We've known each other since 1988.
Oh, 88? I thought it was 86. I'll take 88.
No, 86 I graduated from college, kind of, and then in 88 is when I got, because I didn't quite at college, and I graduated. And then, and it's a long story, but anyway, but I saw you on stage in 1988 when we'd both just been hired Second City Touring Company.
Second City, how about that?
And how long did, I think that there was probably, correct me if I'm wrong, there might have been like 15 years when I either saw you or talked on the phone with you. Every day.
Paul, you have the three of us talked every day.
Crazy. You, me, and Paul Dinello, who's right over there. Paul Dinello, who's one of my producers here.
Uh-huh.
Old friend of
look
mine.
Look at us. We're still, look, we get along. We still get along.
You're Paul's, you're the godmother to...
his two boys.
Both boys. But, Giancarlo and Luca. How is the spiritual advising going?
Really well. He's at the age now where I can ask him anything and not be, embarrassed, you know, if I want to ask him a question, you know, I really want the answer for him. It's not like asking an adult. So, the other day, I called him up and I said, how many quarters go into $25? I was rolling change. You know, my change.
So, you're not quizzing him. You don't know the answer.
I'm sincere. He doesn't know it. And I'm like, how many quarters go into $25? He goes, I'll call you right back. He called me right back and he said 100. And I was like, no way. There's no way it's 100. I know my quarters. I collect quarters. I've been rolling it since I've been a waitress. You were wrong. Got on the calculator. He was right. So then I said, and he said, think about it. Anyway, then I asked him how many nickels go in $2, and then he told me I don't remember the answer. But it's just one of those things I didn't want to think about, you know? So it's so refreshing. And is Hawaii part of the United States? Questions like that I should know.
Unanswerable questions.
Yeah.
So there's no way of finding out those.
Great. I love it. And and I'm not playing him, and I'm not trying to trick him. And finally, I can talk to someone, you know?
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you must give him a lot of confidence. That an adult does not know these answers, and he does.
Yes, I think so.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what he thinks. I'm still not allowed to babysit, but...
You know, you got the congratulations on the success of At Home with Amy Sedaris.
Thank you.
You know, you got the Emmy nomination last year.
Yep.
It returns for a second season. How would you describe, we have a clip here, but how would you describe the show to the people who are uninitiated with you?
It's a little homemaking show. It's like Martha Stewart, like being attacked by wild turkeys.
Like Martha Stewart being attacked by
wild turkeys with blood. Yeah.
So you're trying to be a homemaker, but things don't always work out.
Correct. But I'm always doing the best of my abilities.
Personal drama.
Personal dramas.
People.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. I think we have a clip here.
Oh, we have a clip?
We have a clip, and I think you're showing how to cook something. I forgot what you're making, but
oh, yes, I misread the direction. You know, I'm preheating the oven.
Okay.
And
Jim?
Jim?
And to go along with our hat theme, I'm making mushroom caps for his visit. Now, I'm going to pop these adorable little guys into the oven preheated to 750 degrees. Oh, 350 degrees. Anyway, I'm going to get a little touch-up, and I'll meet you in the living room.
You were on the first season.
I was on the first
season. You were on the first season. We wanted you back the second season, but
no one asked.
You didn't make the auditions. Yeah, no one asked.
No, we didn't. One of the things about this that people may not know, certainly from that clip, is what a great cook you are.
Oh,
you're
come on.
You're a great cook, and you're a bit of a lifesaver, too. Do you remember coming off the road, because you and Paul and I were just fast friends, and we never had any money, because Second City did not pay anything.
I don't remember how much
to purposefully keep you hungry. To keep you hungry. And we'd physically be hungry. I remember we got off the road once, and we wouldn't be paid for 2 weeks after being on the road for like 4 weeks, and we had no money. I mean, I think you and Goofy had like coins in your pocket, and I was the rich guy with three singles. I thought it was $3, and I remember you snatching it out of my hands.
Oh, probably, and added
to ours. And going like, I have...
I made chicken and rice and a side salad, all for under $6. I can still do that
I remember
today.
Going to your house to have... I thought it was avocado lemono soup. It wasn't avocado lemono soup.
Oh, not for $6. Cost more than that. No, it was
but
chicken and rice.
I remember going to your house to eat it, and I think, if I'm not mistaken, spending the night on the couch so I could eat some of it the next
really?
Day.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, because we had no money.
And yeah, we had no money.
When people ask me, how do you get by in show business? When you're a young person, I said, oh, find somebody like Paul and Amy... Because we kept each other alive, literally
really
fed
did.
Each other.
Yeah, we really did.
Yeah.
But I think I already had the rice. You know, it's good to have that kind of stuff. You know, I had the rice, so I had to buy the chicken and the set.
So find people to love and also have a bag of rice.
Yeah.
That's key. That's key.
That's key.
Yeah, that's like UNICEF.
You gotta have.
They
that
bring in same. Bags of rice, and we're there with our bowls at the back
UNICEF.
Of the truck. Yeah. We're laughing about refugee children.
I know.
Not really, but kind of.
Hilarious. Kinda. It's hilarious.
Kind of. Yeah.
What else? Are you bored with me? Your other guest lasted so long, I got tired back there, and I feel like I lost all my energy, but he was really entertaining. Why don't you ever ask me about politics?
I would love to.
I remember during Stranger with Candy, Desert Storm was going on.
Yes.
I don't know if you remember this.
Go ahead.
I didn't know anything about it, and you grabbed me by the shoulders, and you and Paul were like, don't ever change. You really don't know what's happening right now? You don't even know what Desert Storm means? And I was like, I have no idea what you're talking about. And you told me never to change, and I haven't changed.
No. You're innocent.
I will change.
You are something that you drop into the ocean and coral never grows on it. Your brain.
Just patina. I'm flattered.
The new season of At Home with Amy Sedaris premieres tomorrow on True TV. Amy Sedaris, everybody.
Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to The Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover...
Inside the house, there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God. This is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, early and ad-free on Wondery Plus, starting May 1st.
Jeremy Renner returns to Paramount Plus for a brand new season of the original hit series, Mayor of Kingstown.
My job is to create a balance, avoid a war.
From executive producer Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone.
There's some new players in town, and they brought the plague.
And Antoine Fuqua, director of Training Day.
I know it's always been a war zone, Mike, but this is next level.
The mayor is back in business.
Are you warning me?
You're going to find out.
Mayor of Kingstown. New season streaming June 2nd, exclusively on Paramount+.